Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Here's a question for you. What are the fundamental things you want out of life? It's a reasonably important question. After all, if you know your priorities, you will also know where to invest your time, won't you? So, what are you expecting from life? Most people, when they are asked that question, say, I want to be loved. Good answer. The only problem is, all too often, without anybody wanting it to be so, love can be transient. Our best friends drift or move away, parents pass away, sometimes people we trust end up betraying us. At times, it's difficult to be certain of the commitment or sincerity of those who are seemingly close. Do you want love? Good. Then may I suggest you would do well to think upon 1 John 4:19, where Scripture tells us, we love him because he first loved us. The Lord knows our need for love and has in the person of his Son given us the most loving gift of all. Because of Jesus, God's perfect love is ours, even when we fall far short of being perfect. Are there any other life fundamentals you are looking for? Many folks want security. If so, look in Bethlehem's manger. Jesus had a secure position in heaven, yet he gave it up to be your Savior, so all who follow him might be saved and secure. Look upon the cross. Jesus gave up a secure, normal life and died the death we deserved so you might live forever. Do you want security? Look in the open and empty tomb. Jesus did all this so you might be secure in his forgiveness, so you might be secure in the knowledge that paradise awaits you when you leave this world. No matter what else may be insecure in your life, you can believe the Lord when he says all who believe on Jesus as Savior will not perish but instead be given eternal life. Have we missed anything on your wish list? Is it possible you would like to be wealthy? No one can give you more than the Savior. Do you want a life which is fulfilling? Jesus came to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Do you want to feel beautiful? What face is more beautiful than that which is not filled with worries about past sins, a face which has the peace which passes all human understanding? What do you want? What are you looking for? Again and again the answer is found in Jesus. If you want and long for that which is good and pure and fine and God-pleasing, that search begins and ends with the Savior. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks to Jesus and not the world is the answer to all my wants and needs. May I be granted the ability to clearly see and appreciate all the wonderful blessings which have come to me because of his great sacrifice and glorious resurrection. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.